Right now, a huge land and sea search is taking place along the west coast of Ireland today for the two missing crew of Rescue 116. The helicopter crashed over 3 weeks ago off the Mayo coast. The RNLI Coast Guard and Naval Services will take advantage of today's good weather to search both land and sea from Donegal to Achill Island. So there is a strong Donegal involvement. Shane Smith is the PRO for Bundoran RNLI. Shane, thanks for taking the call.
No problem, Greg.
Seeing, watching the marine traffic websites, seeing the coordination and seeing the vessels all converging, all coming together to take part in this search, it's truly an astonishing thing to see.
It's heartwarming to look at it, Greg, this morning and to see the amount of vessels that are out. They're currently sort of making their way from the Blacksod area, and then they'll come up around Belmullet, they'll come north and then into Donegal Bay. So basically coming up and then turning right, if you will, to cover the entire area of Donegal Bay. That'll be the larger fishing vessels, the ones that you can see on the marine traffic website there. And then our smaller vessels, like our own nice boat, the likes of the Bundoran Star, the Prospector 1 out of Mullet Moor, the Kittybegs Coast Guard boat as well. They're out. So the smaller boats that can get closer into the shoreline will be doing that. The larger boats then will stay out at sea.
This must be almost unprecedented, Shane, is it?
It really is. It really is. I think I heard yesterday it's the first exercise or the first operation of its kind in the history of the state. But, you know, it's still, and you mentioned in your introduction there that it's 3 weeks, and it's hard to believe that it's been 3 weeks already, and you know there's still no closure for the family of Ciarán Smith and Paul Ormsby. Mm. And I suppose everybody, just because the fishing community, ourselves in Bundoran Lifeboat, the Coast Guard, we rely on the helicopter so much just for that extra piece of security when we're out at sea, you know. And it's, I suppose, everybody just wants to give back something and try their best to bring closure and to bring the two lads home.
The weather is advantageous, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, no one's going to jeopardise themselves as part of this search. And when the weather's in good, when the weather is cooperating, it helps greatly, I imagine.
It really does. And of course, the RNLI and the Coast Guard are really emphasising the safety of everybody today. The safety, of course, is paramount of everybody taking part in the search, and they want everybody to remember that. And, you know, to make sure to check in with the Coast Guard every 15 minutes just to let them know that everything is okay. But there's a number of groups of boats that are searching together, so they'll obviously all be within vision of each other. But still, you know, safety is paramount. It's great that the weather is so nice today, and it's really offering a great chance for the search to take place in such huge numbers and across such an area as well. If it was stormy or whatever, then, you know, it wouldn't be as effective. And I suppose this is a really great push today.
And is it a single sweep, Shane, from south to north? Would that be achievable today?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can see, I think, like if you have the marine website in front of you, you can see how fast and like they're not going to be moving extremely fast. They'll be moving slow enough that they're still able to spot anything that they might see in the water. But it's certainly achievable today. You know, and with the number of vessels that are in the water, just before I was talking to you, we had another call to the lifeboat station from a bunch of fishing boats in the Inver area who had offered to help to search that area as well. So, you know, we're not on our own. As when I say we, but the Bundoran Lifeboat is not on our own. There's a number of the boats together. Bundoran has its area, and the Kittybegs Coast Guard has their area. The Sligo Bay Lifeboat out of Ross's Point has its area. Then it moves over to Killala, Ballyglass, and then the Achill Lifeboat as well. So every area that can be covered today will be.
It's a terribly sad situation that we have to do this. And as you say, you know, we hope it's successful and the families get closure, but you can be sure that the families are getting a great bit of comfort from the fact that, as you say, those who rely so much on these services and the sacrifices that those that operate them go through, it must be very warming to see, as you've already outlined, you know, the fishing community, water users coming together in this fashion.
Yeah, they know that the support is there, and, you know, no, you know, we can't imagine what they must be going through. You know, it's it's been great, and I don't mean that in a crass way. It's been
great. No, I know what you're saying.
For the families of Gara and of Mark, you know, that they've been able to bury them. Yeah. But you know, for the families of Kieran and Paul to still be waiting, it's an awful thing. And you know, just we hope that there will be. And again, success is a very strange word to be using today, but we really hope that there is some success and some closure out of today's operation.
All right, Shane, thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully everyone stays safe, and as you say, it has the right outcome. But Shane Smith, for now, thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem, Greg, thank you.